KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at high school basketball from last night, a game we had for you here on KJAN. It was Atlantic racing out to an early lead and pulling away late against Red Oak as they win it 63-45. Ryan Hawkins led the way with 25 points for the Trojans. Also last night in Hawkeye 10 boys play, it was Harlan over Kemper Catholic 67-32. Shenandoah 67-63 over Creston. And St. Albert beat Denison Schleswig 71-51. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW over Tri-Center 62-58. Griswold beat Riverside 53-43. IKM Manning over Underwood 76-48. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 63-56. And Trainer over Audubon 70-63. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva beat Exira EHK 47-36. Booyer Valley over Adair Casey 55-39. Cam beat Glidden-Ralston 44-39. Coon Rapids Baird over West Harrison 65-35. Peyton Jordan over Woodbine 60-43. In corner conference play, East Mills over Sydney 42-24. Fremont Mills beat Stanton 60-54. Nishnabotno over Clarinda Academy 62-52. Pride of Iowa conference play, Central Decatur over Bedford 66-57. I-35 beat Southwest Valley 73-53. Lenox tops Pleasantville 64-60. And Nottoway Valley gets by Wayne 64-52. Councilless Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City West last night 81-63. Ogden over West Central Valley 56-43. Panorama over Van Meter 58-56. And Perry beat Carroll 60-56. In the Western Valley Conference Tournament first round, it was Lawton Bronson over Westwood 48-47. Maple Valley Anthon Odo over Kingsley Pearson 67-37. Ridgeview beat OABCIG 52-37, West Monona over River Valley 53-28, and Woodbury Central over Siouxland Community Christian 95-70. In girls high school basketball last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, the Atlantic Trojans picked up a win here at home 50-36 over Red Oak. Creston was a winner over Shenandoah 45-37. Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 56-35. Lewis Central beats Glenwood 52-43. And St. Albert over Denison Schleswig 56-51. In Western Iowa Conference play, Griswold over Riverside 51-22. IKM Manning beat up on Underwood 82-34. Logan Magnolia beats Missouri Valley 60-38. Trainer tops Audubon 50-42. Tri-Center gets by AHSTW 55-40. Also in Rolling Valley Conference play, Coon Rapids Baird beats West Harrison 41-21. Exira EHK drubbing Arweva 66-29. Glidden-Ralston over Cam 44-33. And Peyton Sherdan beat Woodbine 78-32. In corner conference play, Essex over South Page 61-20. Fremont Mills tops Stanton 45-41. Nishnabotno over Clarinda Academy 75-30. Sydney beat East Mills 47-28. Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur over Bedford 63-55. I-35 beat Southwest Valley 42-20. Pleasantville over Lenox 50-30. And also in other scores, Mount Air beat Southeast Warren 47-23. Perry over Carroll 64-45. Sioux City West over Councilless Abraham Lincoln 52-32. And Van Meter over Panorama 45-37. That's high school basketball for you from last night. We will have some more high school basketball on the way for you this afternoon here on KJN as Cam plays host to Woodbine in a varsity doubleheader. And the girls' game set to tip off at 3 o'clock. Boys at 4:30. We'll have coverage here on KJN and on the web as well at KJN.com. In college basketball, the past 2 weeks, the Iowa State Cyclones have beaten the nation's top-ranked team and the fourth-ranked team. They'll get a shot at number 5 today as they visit Texas A&M as part of the Big 12 SEC shootout. The Cyclones have won 4 straight and stand at 16-4 overall.
And we played well on the road. We played well on the road. We had a chance at Oklahoma. We had a chance at Texas. We lose 2 road games by 2 and 3. You know, I know we lost by 4 at Oklahoma. We had the ball in our hands, a shot to win the game or tied and send it overtime. So I think we'll play well Saturday.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who will be matching up against his mentor and Texas A&M coach Billy Kennedy.
You know, we started together. I started with him as an assistant at the smallest Division I school in the country at Centenary College. And, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be the head coach. I wouldn't have been the head coach of Murray State. I wouldn't be the head coach here today at Iowa State. And so I owe a lot to him and will always be, you know, grateful to him.
Cyclone guard Monte Morris says the Cyclones' improved play the last past couple of weeks starts on defense.
Defensively, man, we getting a lot better, and I think it's just us not being satisfied. We know we didn't start off, you know, conference season how we wanted to, so we're trying to show the nation, you know, that we're really here to stay, man, and we're going to keep getting better every single day, every single day.
Morris says that A&M will provide a tough test.
It's the best team in the SEC right now, and we just got to go down there, and it just come down to us playing hard and defending. We got the offensive weapons. It's just defense, and Coach is going to preach that to us, and we're just going to let the see where the chips fall down there Saturday.
The Aggies are 17-3 and suffered their first SEC loss this past Wednesday night, 74-71 at Arkansas. And that game between the Cyclones and the Aggies today will tip off at 1 o'clock. It's televised on ESPN. A person familiar with the situation says Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has signed a $46 million five-year extension that includes $20.5 million guaranteed. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity on Friday because the Chiefs did not disclose the terms of the contract in announcing the extension. Kelce, a former third-round draft pick of the Chiefs, was entering the final year of his rookie contract. The 6'5", 260-pound tight end has started 27 of the 33 games he's played over 3 seasons, catching 139 passes for 1,737 yards and 10 touchdowns. He missed the majority of the 2013 season after undergoing knee surgery. Angelique Kerber has upset Serena Williams 6-4, 3-6, 6-4 to win the Australian Open title, ending the 6-time champion's unbeaten streak in the finals at Melbourne Park. Williams was an overwhelming favorite at the Australian Open, where she had won all 6 previous times she'd reached the final and was trying to equal Steffi Graf's Open-era record of 22 Grand Slam singles titles. For the second time in as many majors, though, she fell short. Williams won the Australian Open, French Open, and Wimbledon titles in 2015 before losing to Roberta Vinci in the U.S. Open semifinals. The 34-year-old Williams hadn't lost a set in the first 6 rounds here until dropping on the first on Saturday night against number 7-seeded Kerber, who was playing in her first major final. The Royals have announced their $70 million five-year deal with pitcher Ian Kennedy, which was agreed to nearly 2 weeks ago but did not become official until Friday. The 31-year-old right-hander went 9-15 with a 4.28 ERA for the Padres last season. He is 4 years removed from a 21-win season with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The San Diego Chargers are staying put for at least one more season. Chargers chairman Dean Spanos says the team will play in San Diego in 2016, and he'll work with politicians and the business community to try to resolve a long, bitter battle over a new stadium. Spanos says he's committed to looking at this with a fresh perspective and a new sense of possibility. Spanos' statement was posted on the team website shortly after a report said the Chargers had reached a deal to join the LA Rams in a stadium expected to open in Inglewood in 2019. The development was a relief to fans who feared the Chargers would leave their home of 55 seasons and join the Rams in Los Angeles this fall. The number of concussions in the NFL this season rose 58%, the highest number in any of the past 4 years. According to the NFL, there were 182 reported concussions from the 2015 regular season games, reversing a recent downward trend. There were 115 in 2014, 148 in 2013, and 173 in 2012. A year ago, the league touted those decreases as a reflection of players changing the way they play football. NFL Senior Vice President of Health and Safety Policy Jeff Miller says the league is trying to figure out why concussion numbers rose so much this season. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has told ESPN.com that he had knee surgery days after Green Bay was eliminated from the playoffs. Rodgers told ESPN that he was doing well and recovering on schedule. He was on the injury report for 1 week this season with a sore right shoulder in week 11. His 92.7 passer rating was his lowest since taking over as a starter in 2008. And Notre Dame has rewarded football coach Brian Kelly with a new six-year contract. He has already coached the Irish for six seasons, the longest tenure of any Notre Dame coach since Lou Holtz led the team for 11 seasons. Kelly is 55-23 at Notre Dame for a winning percentage of 705. He led the Irish to an undefeated regular season in 2012 before losing to Alabama in the title game. The Irish have appeared in six straight bowl games. That's a look at the latest in sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.